From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. The United States Embassy in Ankara, Turkey, says the U.S. has temporarily halted all non-immigrant visa applications from Turkey. An embassy statement released on Sunday read, "Recent events have forced the United States government to reassess the commitment of the government of Turkey to the security of U.S. mission facilities and personnel." The statement did not clarify the reasons for which the embassy is reassessing Turkey's commitment, nor did it say how long the suspension would last. It said in order to minimize the number of visitors to our embassy and consulates, while this assessment proceeds, effective immediately, we have suspended all non-immigrant visa services at all U.S. diplomatic facilities in Turkey. Rescuers in the Syrian city of Marat al-Numan are picking through the rubble after what they say was a Syrian military airstrike on a market on Sunday. At least 6 people were killed, but the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights puts the death toll at 11. Syria's famous White Helmet rescuers pulled a man and a young boy from under a pile of rocks and dust. They say they expect to find more victims. Marat al-Numan is in Syria's rebel-controlled Idlib province, which borders Turkey. Turkish forces have launched what President Recep Tayyip Erdogan calls a, quote, serious operation in Idlib, parts of which are now in the hands of al-Qaeda-linked extremists, formerly known as the Nusra Front. This is VOA News.